with 3 days in Canada?
Yeah, I think the major takeaway from, you know, the common theme in all three of these games is, you know, we had opportunities to win at the under four media in all three games, and they all took different shapes. We obviously did not get off to a great start in our first game against Canisius. We battled back and cut it to four against UNC Asheville. It was definitely a tale of major runs, them in the first half, us in the second half, and obviously, you know, lost in overtime. And then today, you know, I led for obviously close to 28 minutes of the game. And again, the biggest thing is at the end of the game, like we stressed to our team not too long ago, you know, we got to do a better job of not beating ourselves. Obviously, with all due respect to all three of these teams, they're all well coached, they're all good teams. I just feel like it was elements on both sides of the ball where we didn't do what we said we wanted to do and that we did for the majority of the game. And it wasn't super, super tough shots or great, miraculous defensive efforts that those teams made. And so, you know, that's the first step as you build, right? The first step and the first rule to winning is you have to eliminate losing, right? The first step towards winning is you can't beat yourself. And that's something, you know, I wish our guys, right, for them, because they work so hard, I wish that was a lesson we could learn through victory. But unfortunately, that's a lesson we're going to have to learn through defeat and keep getting better.
Over 3 days, you've out-rebounded every opponent, which is a bright spot. But as you told me in the pregame, if you get the rebounds but then turn it over, you're not really helping yourself. So I got to imagine, as you've said, beating yourself, that's the turnovers, taking better care of the basketball, has got to be what this team needs to make that next step in, and that starts to translate from losing to winning.
100%. I think there's definitely some bright spots from all three games. And, you know, like we talk to our guys and people that, you know, may not understand the game of basketball probably can't see this, but we're doing a lot of good things. And it's obviously tough because even our guys, they pour so much into it. They're so down, understandably so. Any team that wins, if you have competitive fire, you should be upset about losing. But through that losing, we're doing a lot of good things. And that's, you know, to be honest, that's the true, you know, unfortunate piece to it, is we're working so hard and doing so many great things on both sides of the ball leading up to the end of the game. We just got to close it out. And so, you know, that's something, again, as we continue to move forward, we're going to focus on doing, because at the end of the day, no opponent's going to feel sorry for us. And at the end of the day, the only way to get through this is to keep working hard and to keep learning through these lessons.
Trust the process. I've heard that a few times before.
1,000%.
And it's a long way to go. Dwight, we appreciate the time. Safe travels. We'll see you
Thank
next
y'all.
Week.
Thanks,
All right.
Coach.
Head Coach Dwight Perry joining us, and that's going to wrap it up.